Thank you for calling Severe Climate Control. We are currently assisting other customers who are away from the phone. If you know the extension number of the person you're trying to reach, you may dial it at any time. For service, press 1. For sales and installation, press 2. And for the accounting department, press 3. Thank you again for calling Severe Climate Control. Your business is very important to us.
Sorry, that is not a valid entry. Please try again.
Thank you for calling Severe Climate Control. We are currently assisting other customers who are away from the phone. If you know the extension number of the person you're trying to reach, you may dial it at any time. For service, press 1. For sales and installation, press 2. And for the accounting department, press 3. Thank you.
Transferring to
accounting department.
One moment, please.
XM.com/go to
Severe Climate Control, how can I help you?
Hey, is Shirley in by chance?
This is Shirley.
Hey, this is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Just fine.
Good, good. I just wanted to call and circle back here real quick. We actually had extended an offer here to the business about 2 weeks ago. It was actually based off some borrowing history you had there. It's filed as a corp service, just usually indicates a working capital loan, but we actually had gotten you guys pre-approved for some equipment and working capital for right around $250K. I just wanted to reach out there, see if you guys had received it yet, kind of what plans you may have going forward we could help you out with.
As far as I know, he's not looking for any kind of capital loans at this point.
Okay.
I asked him about it, and as far as I know, that at this point, he's not looking for anything.
I see. How's business been for you guys this year?
It's been pretty steady.
Okay. Is it just heating that you do there, or do you do AC as well?
We do air conditioning and heating.
Okay, so you guys are able to have operations there year-round?
Yeah.
Okay.
It just gets slower in the wintertime.
It's a little bit slower for you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I gotcha. Yeah, you know, we had recently just sent the offer out. I just kind of wanted to reach out and touch base and see if they did have any plans there. If you guys aren't looking for anything now, did he maybe have anything planned for fourth quarter, or if there's maybe a time of the year where you guys do look to assess the business?
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Is there a time of the year where you guys maybe look to assess the business, or?
I don't really know. Russell handles all that, and I know he hasn't got one in like a couple of years, but I don't really know when, you know, if he does it. It would probably be January, February, I would think, when we really get into our slowest period.
I see. So that's kind of, I don't want to say dead period there, but it's definitely your slow season.
Yeah. So but as far as I know, he said he's not interested in anything at this point. But like I said, if he is, it'd be maybe probably at that point in time.
I see. How often does he look to bring on like equipment or trucks there for the business?
I don't know. He just sort of hits and miss. I mean, he's got 3 trucks, and he bought 2 in 2014, and he had 1 in 2013. So,
okay.
You know, I don't know. I mean, he's thinking about it right now, about doing expanding it and adding more trucks, but he said it'd be a couple years away.
I see. It's a little bit down the road there for you guys.
Because he just mentioned it to me about a week ago. We were discussing it, and he was telling me he was thinking about doing that. And I was like, really?
Interesting. You guys just looking to expand into, like, other markets there, or is it just...
No, it's the same market. He's just thinking of taking it when he does his trucks. He has employees versus we have subcontractors. So he's talking about expanding to get more employees, less subs.
Yeah, not outsource as much of the business there.
Mm-hmm.
How much of that does he typically have to do there for the business? How much is he outsourcing?
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay. Yeah, you know, it's definitely something we might be able to help you out with here towards the end of the year, early next year. Does Russell or do you have a good email there? I could just shoot you my information for if anything does come up before then.
We use the same, so it's severeclimatecontrol@gmail.com.
Severeclimatecontrol@gmail.com, you said?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I will put together an email here. It's just going to summarize the offer that we did send out, and then it'll also have all my contact information. And like I said, if anything does come up before then, you know, a cheap piece of equipment, and you have a small window of opportunity, we can usually get you approved in about 24 hours and funded in 48. So we do move fairly quick. But if anything does come up, definitely reach out. Just let Russell know I sent that email, and we'll be in touch.
Okay, not a problem.
I appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Uh-huh, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.